From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Michael Ryan reports in the Mountain Eagle that incumbent Michael Papa and former Mayor Alan Higgins are competing for the mayor job in the village of Hunter in a March 21st election. Also, Jason DeLeo, Tyler Kelleher, and Abraham Stefanski are competing for one open seat on the Hunter Town Board. Higgins resigned as mayor last winter to take the job as superintendent of the village's Public Works Department, and Papa, a Hunter trustee, took over. Higgins says it is Papa's poor performance that has drawn him back. Higgins calls Papa a bully and says, and I quote, "Never have I seen a need as I have with this man. He does everything unilaterally. He feels he is in charge and in control of every aspect of village government. Actually, everything is a board of trustees decision," end quote. Papa said, and I quote, "I don't believe I have power over everything, but as mayor, I am head fiscal officer. Not everything is a board of trustees choice. Many optics I have to deal with are mayoral decisions," end quote. Both Higgins as former mayor and Papa as current mayor accuse each other of being behind with filing the annual update of documents, the yearly financial reports filed with the state comptroller's office. About the bullying, Papa says, and I quote, "It's not bullying if you're trying to hold someone accountable for their job. If that's interpreted as bullying, that is their interpretation. When you start peeling back the onion, the problem is in the office. The village clerk is trying to create a case of harassment. She, in my view, has bullied people out of the office by the way she has treated them, by the behavior she imposed on them," end quote. Read more about this story, reprinted in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that another lawsuit has been filed against the New York State Office of Cannabis Management. Currently, a lawsuit is blocking cannabis stores from opening in five regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. The new lawsuit comes from some of New York's medical cannabis companies. They are asking the court to make state regulations come from the state legislature, the Office of Cannabis Management. They also want the judge to open up dispensary applications to all applicants, not just justice-involved candidates, and get law enforcement to crack down on illegal sales. Meanwhile, the fourth cannabis store in the state opened this week in Ithaca. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Austin Jefferson reports in the Daily Freeman that Warren Lawrence has been with radio station WKNY for 50 years as of March 17th. He says the first day was, and I quote, "scary. I was a kid and I was in high school. It's just something I was always interested in doing. I wrote letters to different radio stations and heard from the program director here, and I came in. We talked and I started hanging around doing different things around the station," end quote. Then Lawrence says, on, and I quote, "St. Patrick's Day of 73, he called me and said, 'My overnight guy is not feeling good. Can you fill in?' And I was like, 'Yeah, sure.' So that was the first day," end quote. Lawrence has been with Radio Kingston 1490 AM ever since. He said, and I quote, "Just interacting with so many people in the community or people I've worked with has been terrific. I never thought it would last this long," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.